You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
Hello, listeners, viewers, welcome back. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. This is an AMA episode. Ask us anything, ask me anything. If you want to participate, go to thanksforvisiting.me in the upper right-hand corner. We've got a big red button. You press it, it takes you to a place where you can record your question, and then we will answer as many as we can right here on this show. So, Annette,
keep them coming. We love it. Let's do it.
We're going to answer. Today we've got Andy.
Hey, thanks for visiting. Thanks for all you do on the podcast and all the information you're giving us as hosts. My question is regarding direct booking. How do we as hosts assess if going direct booking, which would require purchasing our own insurance, again, understanding you recommend that anyway, how do we assess if it's worth the amount of money to go direct booking and purchase the insurance? How do we assess if that's worth keeping the 3% that we would save on, say, Airbnb by not booking with Airbnb? I hope my question is clear. So how do we assess if the 3% fee we're saving by not booking on Airbnb is worth the cost of insurance, when the insurance is going to be most likely a monthly fee and our Airbnb income fluctuates depending on who's booking and who's not? Thanks so much.
Such a good question, Andy. We are ready
to
answer this.
Number one, Andy, thank you for asking this question, because Sarah and I talk about it amongst ourselves and inside our membership very, very often. And it's great that we can answer this question. And when we say we talk about this often, we talk about direct booking, we talk about insurance, we talk about numbers and so
waivers.
You hit so many chords. So let's get into it. Where do we want to start? There's a lot of parts to this one.
Yeah, my blood is going because I'm just so excited to talk about this. Because honestly, I really hope every single listener who's ever downloaded Thanks for Visiting and those who haven't downloaded it are going to listen to this. Because what I want you to know at the core of my being, of my soul, of my fingertips, of my toes, Airbnb is not going to save you. Airbnb is not going to protect you. They are not an insurance company, everyone. They decide whether or not they're going to throw some dollar bills your way when something goes sideways. And just because you feel it is justified that you deserve dollar bills from Airbnb, that does not mean they are going to provide those dollar bills.
Protect you. And what I want to say about the question as a whole, Andy, is Sarah and I talk to so many people all the time. Number one, you are a business owner. And this is, hopefully everyone is in this for a long-term investment. And a long-term can even be 12 months, 24, 36, 5 years, 10 years. So we want you to look at your whole entire business, not just, you know, Airbnb, which is a marketing platform for you. So first of all, Andy, we're like, wait a second. Do you not have short-term rental insurance right now? Because if you don't, please make sure that you do that ASAP. Like, does your insurance company currently know that you are short-term renting your property?
And let's get more specific. Does your homeowner's insurance know? Mm-hmm. So we all need, no matter who we list our listing on, whoever's platform we list our listing on, booking.com, BRBO, Airbnb, any furnished finder, it doesn't matter. Your homeowner's insurance needs to know the way you're operating this property is number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, Airbnb is not an insurance company. They have this thing called air cover, and it was their marketing intention to make you feel like this air cover is going to protect you and you have mm-hmm. no worries if your bookings come through Airbnb. And we can share with you, not only from personal experience, but from the 300 plus members inside of our membership, that they have time and time again have decided not to err on the side of the host's requests for funds when things happen. And so, you know, there are ways around this to protect yourself. Not only can you have your own in-house damage waiver program where you set your own funds aside to tackle instances like these that are not common, but when they happen, they can definitely throw a wrench in your financials. But there are companies that also offer things that makes you feel more comfortable. Proper Insurance offers some waiver programs. Superhog offers some waiver programs. There are other companies that will help you. But again, when you do that, you are then putting the decision on whether to send you funds with these other companies. And so that's why, for those reasons, we don't think you need to. But again, it goes your own comfort level.
And so we are saying, if you are on Vrbo, if you are on Airbnb, if you are on Booking.com, Furnished Finder, you still should have a short-term rental specific policy on your home. And you can reach out to your broker today and make sure that that's covered there. So that's step one there. That's not talking about the percentages of direct booking, but mm-hmm. that's just overall protection for your home. And we'll let you know too, there are some insurance companies, especially in the short-term rental world, they are very specific. They might not take your home on depending on where it's located, if they're maxed out in that region. So even some of the places that we're talking about, it doesn't mean just because you apply that they're going to automatically accept your property, even if you're willing to pay. So we do just want to put that out there also. Early bird pricing for TF VCon, our short-term rental conference, ends soon. Plus, we are allowing you to stack the discount code podcast on top of your early bird pricing. So buy your tickets before August 24th.
And guess what? We can finally announce our celebrity keynote speaker, HGTV's Good Bones star, Mina Starsiak-Hawk. Mina is not only a construction and design expert, but she's a short-term rental owner and host herself. If you're a VIP ticket holder, you'll get to meet Mina after her keynote.
We also have Ashley Nobles as our event MC. And Ashley started her short-term rental career back in 2015 and quickly pivoted from short-term rental stays to location rentals. What is a location rental? Think of your guests as being Netflix, Google, and Nike. And we know what you're thinking. Location rentals are actually available to hosts who live anywhere, not just LA or NYC.
Plus, we have Zach Boozy Cruz talking about search engine optimization for your direct booking site, Bill Allen educating on how to raise capital for your next short-term rental deal, and Profit First for real estate author David Richter sharing how us hosts can better manage our revenue and keep more profits in our pockets, plus so much more.
Head on over to tfecon.com, use code podcast, and grab your tickets before August 24th.
We'll see you then. I will say more often than not these days that becomes short-term rentals and vacation rentals are so popular. These insurance companies are finally getting their act together and they're figuring out how to protect us and how to offer insurance for those. But honestly, we all know that when you claim something, it has to be of a certain amount to make it worth it. Mm-hmm. So anything under those amounts, we need to be prepared as short-term rental operators to cover stained, you know, pillows and rugs and broken
couches
and broken wine glasses, all those things. You know, fix it, move on, and think bigger, I guess is what I want to say.
Absolutely.
And when it comes to the 3% thing, Andy, you are not saving money necessarily by feeling comfortable paying that 3% with Airbnb, right? You, when guests book direct with you, you should incentivize them to do so by having it be less expensive than on the OTAs. But it is, I'm not going to lie to you, it's a tricky place to find your pricing because mm-hmm. you'd remember, depending on how you take your fees from your guests, there are processing fees involved.
Absolutely. And also, it's just longevity of your business.
Yes.
We love to talk about this. Your property, not just the property itself, but you could sell this, as a business, you know, you could add that extra layer on. Sarah herself has done this. This is a business in a box, if you will. Like, hey, you want to let people, that next homeowner potentially, to have, if you have a direct booking site and you have repeat mm-hmm. guests, because it's more of like, oh, I listed on Airbnb. Well, when you sell it, you're going to take all the reviews, you're going to take all the info. But if you have a direct booking site, you have some digital real estate, that will sweeten the pot there. And that's where we want you to invest in digital real estate. When I say invest, you can $12, you can buy one on Google Domains or GoDaddy and then build out from there. But I'm sure you have a wonderful network of people. You have past guests that would love to come back again. And Sarah and I have experience with it. And we know many people that book out their whole entire home 365 days on a direct booking site, and they don't even have to depend on an OTA for that.
Let's all remember too that prior to 2008, vacation rentals were thriving mm-hmm. and Airbnb did not yet exist. And so we are like the new age group of people who are like, yes, Airbnb brought it to us. It became accessible for us. We learned it.
And they are fabulous marketers and we love
them
for that.
No, yeah. And Airbnb has allowed us to open up our minds and make this business easier for us and connect mm-hmm. us with more guests. But at the end of the day, okay, thank you very much, Airbnb. But now I have to take ownership of my business and make sure that I'm using you as a tool and not the be end all. And Annette and I like to say that, you know, we say the word Airbnb on our Instagram and some of our marketing, because we want to bring you into our world, but you are a short-term rental business owner. Mm-hmm. You are a hospitality business owner. So another tip for you, Andy, and everyone listening is renter's insurance. You can, as a property owner operator, offer your guests, remind your guests to purchase travel insurance before they arrive as well. And so that you don't feel like you need, you're not on pins and needles with your financials when it comes to your bookings. So that the whole 3% versus the insurance, we really want you to change your mindset on that. It's not one or the other. No matter if it's a direct booking or Airbnb, you're going to have to pay process. You know, that's Airbnb's way of taking care of the transactional part mm-hmm. of it, which is great.
Absolutely.
But the insurance discussion, Airbnb does not provide you with the protection they'd like you to believe they're providing you with. Mm-hmm. And that's the message that Annette and I want you to take home today when you're done listening to today's episode.
Yes, because there's things like lost income. If something were to happen, there is bed bug coverage. There's all these other things that we want you to be aware of. So, Andy, great question.
Ooh, we could talk so much longer on that, but,
yeah, but we're not going
unpack
to
unpack that.
But, Andy, great question. We hope this helps. If you have a follow up question, please send it in. But, everyone, we hope we are encouraging you today to make sure that you are covered.
Yes. Thank you so much. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting. We'll talk to you next time. Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us. It's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.